Talk a little bit more about Kramer. You know that those guys are trying to get cash out of him now?
Which ones?
The ones he was racist at.
Oh.
Which ones did you...
Just anyone at the show, or...
No. No, the guys he was specifically racist at want more money.
Hmm.
Do you think that's something they deserve or not?
I don't know. Maybe a refund.
A refund for the show, yeah, that makes sense. But I think they have their eyes on maybe his millions of Seinfeld dollars.
Yeah.
Is that fair? Do you think they should be able to have, you know, some cash from him?
If he's doing stand-up, I'm not sure that he has millions of Seinfeld dollars just laying around.
You don't think so? What's he done with them?
I don't know. Hair product?
Is that what's up? I don't think he really does anything with his hair outside of that show, though. It was flat on this little
video. I've never seen him with flat hair.
Yeah. Never once.
Did he have flat hair in UHF?
Yeah, I think so. Or it was kind of curly, but it was just regular. It was just okay. Down. Come on. What's going on over there? Stukes in the morning.
Yeah, you were talking about the Kramer program.
Kramer being racist?
The Kramer program was on the other day on TBS. I didn't realize when I first heard these things. I'm a white American, so I wasn't really offended by what he said personally, but I didn't know what it was going to do to my viewing of the Kramer program.
So what happened?
Well, if you're familiar, they broadcast the Kramer program on the TBS network.
Yeah,
I watch it on there on a pretty regular basis.
And the Kramer program, the Kramer character came on screen, and I didn't realize how much this would change. I just can't watch the show like I used to anymore.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. And I understand you have to look at it a little bit differently. Because he's a totally like carefree character. There's no hate there at all on a TV show. And then here he is throwing out one of the most obscene words in, you know, the human language.
Yeah, and I feel lonesome. I feel betrayed. I feel like Michael Richards just came over and had sex with my grandma right in front of me.
Ew.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's really tough.
I just can't watch it. I feel like there's a Kramer program comes on and he's there on the screen, and I know I should be laughing, but I feel like this is post-traumatic stress. I feel that. I feel sad inside. I feel dead inside, actually.
I'm sorry.
And there he is, putting a screech mustache on my grandma's upper lip, right in front of me.
I'm sorry, bro. You'll get through it.
I just wish that, you know, Kramer would have thought before he drew that mustache on my grandma's lip that, you know, there's a grandkid there watching it right there. I gotta get.